Hello and welcome. My name is Davis Bitsky. I'm a technology evangelist with Microsoft focused on Windows 8. In today's screencast, I'm going to share some tips I've found using some free tools, some other tools that there's trials of for you to create assets for your game. I'm going to be using all of the samples from the Win8 Game Kit, which you can download at win8gamekit.codeplex.com. And the three tools specifically we'll be looking at are Audacity, so this is a free tool you can use to edit music and sound, Paint.net, so this is a free tool for editing images and graphics, and then Expression Design. A free trial exists. This is a tool from Microsoft for editing layered graphics, and you're going to see some of that. Here's a little tip. When it comes time for creating the music and the sound and the graphics to your game, what kind of tools are available for you to use? So there's a couple of tools that I used in creating my own games, as well as the Win8 Game Kit that you can download and start messing around with today as a way to start off with your own game. So the first tool that I used was something called Audacity. So Audacity is an open source project you can download off of the web, and when you install it, it allows you to open up different sound files and then modify them and save them out again. So what I'm going to do here is I'm actually going to open a file that I used inside the Win8 Game Kit. So you can see when you download Win8 Game Kit off CodePlex, you're going to get a folder called Space Cadet. Under there you'll find sounds. So I'm going to go ahead and open the new level sound. Let's play that and see what that sounds like. Now what I did here was I actually recorded my own voice and then I added some effects. So there's a little bit of echo in there. I made it sound a little bit robotish. But a lot of this is trial and error until you get just that right feel. So for an example, let's go up to effect and we'll say something like change pitch. And we'll go ahead and we'll make this a lot higher than it actually is. Maybe somewhere around here. And we'll play this sound. And now you can hear it sounds very chipmunkish. So I have the ability to both speed up, slow down, and then let's say I wanted to incorporate this sound back into my game. I simply need to go to export, and then you'll see I get a variety of different sound types. Now the next tool I used was something called Paint.net. Paint.net is a free imaging tool you can download, and it has a lot of capabilities that you see in professional graphics editing programs. One of my favorite tools is this tool called the Magic Wand. If I click on the magic wand, you'll see I have a spaceship over here, but it has a white background. A lot of times the images that you may get from clip art or you may find on the web have a white background because they've been saved out as JPEGs. And usually the transparency layer has gone into a white fill now. What we can do with the magic wand is I can click, I can hit delete, and now I suddenly have this beautiful background that will be able to fly on top of the space field. So if I come in here now, I just need to remember to save as. Do not save it out as a JPEG. Please remember to save it out as a PNG file. And then you want to keep that transparency in there. That's a great way to go ahead and do our images. Now that I've got images and sound, the last tool that I used to create some of my assets was something called Expression Design. Now, Expression Design is not a free tool, but you can download a trial off of the Microsoft Design site. And what I've done here is I've taken a star field background and I've added some text that I've colorized and added some special fonts to. This is actually the page that I use both in my main menu as well as the splash screen for the Win8 Game Kit. And to show you all of this stuff is easily editable, what you're seeing here is I've got two different pieces of text. So I've got Space and Cadet. I'm using a font that I've gotten off of the web called Final Frontier Old Style. I could, in fact, come in here and we could change that to Sago. So you can see this has more of the Microsoft Design style feel to it versus that Space feel. I could come in here and I could change the different kinds of effects and coloring that I have on here. If I scroll down, you'll see I have a bevel. I can go ahead and I can add all sorts of effects. Maybe I want a drop shadow, things like that. And then I can save this back out again. So those are three tools that I used in my game that I think will help you as you're creating both sound and images for your own game. If you're looking for more help on writing your app, make sure you head over to bit.ly genapp8. Generation App is a website we've put together to help out developers. It offers training, so what you're going to see is different topics, and there is a gaming track coming over the course of 30 days. So there'll be 4 weeks broken out. We'll go through each individual topic. You'll get free training, you'll get help, you'll get code. And then we also have offers on Generation App to do app reviews for you, to get guidance, to get assistance, as well as a chance at an App Excellence Lab, where you'll sit down with a Microsoft engineer. They'll actually walk through your app and they'll give you some guidance, as well as getting a token to get into that Windows Store early so that you can have first market advantage on launch day. If you have any questions, you can reach me on Twitter at TheDaveDev, as well as my Microsoft email address, david.isbitsky@microsoft.com. Thank you for your time.